Hey there! Today is Monday, November 30th, 2020. I am Kathleen Smith, indie author and blogger, and you are listening to Kathleen's Corner. And this is where I get to tell you about the different places that I've been, the different foods that I've tasted, the different fears that I feared, the places that I've been, and you've got the idea. So, it is the very last Monday of November 2020. Can you believe that? Thanksgiving Day was last week, and we will get to that in some other podcast. I think I actually have not done a podcast in probably a week, no, over a week, because last Monday I did not do one. I actually did not do one all last week. I took a break from everything last week because it was the week of Thanksgiving and I didn't do anything. I didn't go on Facebook. I didn't go on Twitter. I didn't go on Parler. I didn't do any podcasts. I didn't just hear my books. I didn't do anything. So now I figured, I guess it's time to get back to everything. So I thought I would tell you about someplace I've actually been. Okay, I've been there multiple times, but last week, last Monday, my family and I, we went to New York City. Yeah, we did. It's not something we do that often anymore, but it's not that far from where we live, so we figured, why not? I mean, not like you could go to too many places these days, and yeah, so we did. And I have got to tell you, it was the afternoon for the most part on Monday. By the time, we got there and all that stuff, I have never, ever, ever seen Manhattan that empty. And we're talking about Manhattan, okay? Never. We're talking about the city that never sleeps. Well, the city that never sleeps, Manhattan, New York City, it looked like a ghost town. It was really, really bad. And it didn't feel like home anymore. Like, we didn't even go to that many places, to be honest with you. We found out that there's a Krispy Kreme in Manhattan, not too far from Times Square. So, we each got a donut. And that was nice. I got to get some makeup at Kiki Milano, which I had been wanting to do for, I don't know how long now. But, I mean, it's not the same as buying it in Italy, but you know what? Times as being what they are, you do what you do, you get what you get, and you take what you can, and all that good stuff. But I was telling my husband while we were walking around Manhattan, it really did feel like a ghost town. And I mean, there weren't that many people. And now, granted, it was a Monday afternoon, but still, Times Square was so empty, I could not believe it. My husband could not believe it. And the fear that I saw in people's eyes, I just couldn't get over it. It was like everywhere we went, you could just feel the fear. There was this tension in the air. You could tell that people were out just because they had to go from point A to point B. Never ever have I seen anything like this in Manhattan, and I was really saddened by this. Okay, I know there's the virus and all that stuff, but you can't let the virus run your life. At least that's my opinion. Okay? Enjoy it. Enjoy what you can. If you gotta go from your home to work, okay, or wherever you might have to go, just try not to worry about the virus. Yeah, some people are still getting it, but I don't remember the last time I heard about a death. So please try to relax. Just enjoy each day. And just, it's like, wow, I've never, ever, ever seen New York City so quiet, so vacant, so ghost town-like, and just usually New Yorkers are friendly people. I don't know if you could call them the friendliest people ever, but I have heard people say that New Yorkers are some of the friendliest people that they have ever run into or talked with or anything like that. But not last Monday. Everybody just kept to themselves. They just looked at you like, why are you out? It was very, very sad to me to know that a place that I have gone to so many times, whether with my parents or with a friend or with my family, people just, yeah, they didn't want to be there. And even the people in their costumes, they were just like standing around doing absolutely nothing. It just was sad. And I feel like, wow, I just would like to see everything done and over with. I would love to see people out and about again, walking without any face masks on, not being scared. I would love to see New York City back to being New York City. And I quite frankly don't know if that's ever going to happen. But I was telling my husband, wow, I've never felt tension like that in Manhattan. Not even when it was like maybe a day after a terrorist attack. Still, I mean, there was tension for that, but a completely different tension. Yeah, I did see some police around like that, but you know, that's normal for New York City. It's just, you could tell the people of New York City, they are terrified. They are just terrified. And you could tell that they don't want to talk to each other. They don't want to be touched. They don't want to go near anybody. It was sad. It really was sad. That's not the New York I know. That's not the Manhattan I know. And I just hope that everybody could get done and over with this virus as soon as possible, and everybody could just get back to enjoying life in the city, in New York, because, you know, you gotta enjoy life. I'm trying to. And for me, lately, I know I've been finding it very, very difficult with the virus and all that, and being told you have to wear your mask and all that stuff. But people, we seriously need to try our best to find the joy. We need to smile. And I'm talking to myself here, okay? I don't like having to walk around someplace with a mask on my face. I don't like having the joy sucked out of me. And I just feel like between this virus and our government, that the joy and the life is just being sucked out of every New York citizen. Can we try to turn this around, please? Remember who we are. Remember what we are. Remember the smiles that we would be able to show each other. The laughter. Can we pray that this is just done and over with? No more virus. And if there's a vaccine, great. But people, if you want it, get the vaccine. But I would just really love to see New York City not be a ghost town anymore. I don't know if it's going to happen, but it would be nice to see. But yeah, it just was really, really sad last Monday walking around Times Square, and it wasn't even there for that long. But just to see that, and just to see the people looking so scared and so down and so depressed and feeling the tension that I have never, ever felt in New York City before. Yeah, okay, so now you know. I did get to go somewhere. Went to New York City, but I really don't want to go back there for quite a while. Not until things just stop, because I didn't think it was worth the trip, unfortunately. I liked my makeup, but other than that, I mean, even the pretzel that we got wasn't any good. It was overpriced, and it just wasn't good. And that's saying a lot for a New York City pretzel. I mean, seriously. Oh, well. So, I do hope you had a good Thanksgiving. And we'll tell you about mine. Because, you know, But I hope you had a good Thanksgiving. And if you got to do anything fun, please let me know. And in the meantime, I do have to, you know, promote my stuff. I am on Twitter and LinkedIn and all that stuff. I'm there. So you can find me at SRKBear on Twitter and Parler. And my books are Miscarriages, My Story, Brooklyn Raised, Living Upstate, and Hey You, Moments to Remember. If you've had a miscarriage, I truly hope my book can help you. If you've ever wondered what it would be like for a girl or a boy even growing up in Brooklyn, my book can help you with that. At least, I mean, for my family. Listen, I had a seriously boring, boring life. I told my husband this, but you might still enjoy my book. Okay? You might like the talk when I reading about me and going places with my mom and my family and the Italians and Christmas down there and the bagels and then what it was like for me to move up to upstate New York and the serious change that was. And then the death of my mom, which was not easy, but I did it. I got through it. It was not easy. And then Hey You Moments to Remember is filled with a lot of moments that I do remember, and I highly doubt if I will ever forget. Some good, some bad. And I think that's it. My books are on, well, the Kindle, the paperback, and audio. The last one, though, is only on Kindle and audio. And I think that is it for me for now. Wherever you are in this world, I hope you have a good morning, a good afternoon, or a good night. And please stay safe. Please be happy. Please find the joy. And I'm going to do the same thing. And until the next time, bye for now.